How are you doing, Ann? You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, dear?
I got a Kohler sink in my bathroom. Hang on, Lou. Sir, get your dog, please, and get it off my property. Come on, buddy. Sorry, Lou.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
No matter what you're doing, Lou's here to help till 10. Give us a call on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That's right.
And all these farmers look fly today. And all we want to do is get by today. Hey, we're going to have a good day.
7:14 in the morning. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, by our friends at Fox Home Centers, and our friends at Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Have lots to do today, trying helping you with all the things going on in your home. It was one of the first mornings I pulled out of the driveway and I looked and saw the steam rising from the little center sewer cover in our neighborhood because it was about 37 degrees. So maybe fall is getting here. Although when I looked at the weather for next week, it looks quite nice. Good morning, Veronica. Good morning, Sam. Nice to see you both.
Good morning.
Sad news, Sam. Lindsay. Well, you're Lindsay's sick. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want you to get people sick on the air. She sounds like Brenda Vaccaro,
which is a good thing usually.
Remember?
I call it my sexy phlegm.
Yeah, right. Very nice. Try not to say phlegm at 7:15 in the morning. I don't think anybody wants to hear that. Suzanne Plachette, Brenda Vaccaro. Who else? What other famous people had the raspy, low voice? Veronica?
A 1-900 voice.
A
1-900 number.
I don't know what that is.
Come on.
Oh, come on, Lou.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, right.
I don't know what that is.
Did you like how I did that, Veronica? Did you like how I threw that there? Uh-huh. Sad news, Sam, in the world of sports about Brian Bickle.
Diagnosed with MS, multiple sclerosis.
Man. That is just, and he's a young man, right? Not MS obviously affects a lot of people, but only wish him the best. I mean, he used to be a regular, obviously not only a Blackhawk, but he used to do a regular morning spot with Steve Cochran on the morning show here, and always seemed like he is a nice young man, and hopefully, things go well for him.
30 years old, former Blackhawk. He's been in the league 9 seasons now. And, of course, two-time Stanley Cup winner. So huge in that 13 series against Boston. Won another cup in 15 against the Lightning. But if you remember, in that Stanley Cup final, he started to get scratched because he had vertigo.
Right.
He was losing body balance. He was getting scratched all the time. He had some concussion problems. And, obviously, we know now those were all symptoms of MS.
Wow. Well, only the best for him. Yeah, sad news. Okay, coming up today, this is fun. We have a Noodaloo 2 that is something you plug into your phone that can see into the walls. It's really kind of neat. And then we have, are these people coming in, Lindsay? You're nodding your head because you can't speak. You know how Enzo got skunked twice recently? And I used the, by the way, did you remember to bring my horn back, Sicky? You did, okay. And I use the fresh wave with the, you're all sick and you touch the horn? Oh, right. Okay. Anyway, a group of kids in Buffalo Grove, at Buffalo Grove High School, right? We're getting all the kids, a bunch of kids coming in. They created a skunk kit, an anti-stink kit for dogs. And they're selling it, which I think is awesome. So they're going to come in later on this morning. We're going to talk to them as well. Right now, let's get to your phone calls. 312-981-7200. This is Ann in Homewood. Ann, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you?
I am in need of a furnace, I believe. I have had two estimates on the fact that I have a, what is it called?
First word sounds like.
Gosh darn it. Oh, there it is.
Orange.
An induction motor.
You need a new induction motor.
And
how old is your furnace?
15 years.
Well, what was the price for the induction motor?
Between $500 and $700. I've had two estimates.
Okay.
And then there is the problem of the heat. What's the other one? The heat exchanger?
Heat exchanger? You have a cracked heat exchanger?
There's a little... little bit of oil on the bottom of the actual furnace, and he thinks that that could be a sign that it may be going also, but he didn't say for sure.
Okay.
So it's currently a carrier. Mm-hmm. I have a two-bedroom raised ranch. I just don't know which direction to go and what kind of a furnace to get.
It's a furnace and AC, correct?
Yes.
All right, and we're going to replace everything, the furnace and the AC?
Well, I think that's best because it's the old type of air conditioner that has the Freon in it.
Right.
And I've been told that they no longer make those, that they have new technology.
Well, the refrigerant that they use now is different, but, I mean, they can still...
They're more expensive, yeah.
Correct, right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, here's the thing. As a rule of thumb, when you have a furnace that is 15 years old, then when you start to see things like a $500 or $600 repair, there could be issues with the heat exchanger, which could come to, which could be an issue of safety, obviously, because that's where we start to get issues with carbon monoxide.
Right.
If the budget allows, it's wise because the energy efficiency of the unit that you'll put in now will be much higher than what you have. Is this unit, as far as you know, is it a direct vent or does it have a chimney? Is it a a conventional furnace?
As far as I know, it's a conventional furnace. I just know it's a carrier. I don't have any numbers or anything on it.
Okay.
But I thought that, and I know it's a two. I was told it's a two stage.
Okay. All right.
And it seems to me that they might have put a liner in the chimney, but that I don't remember for sure.
All right. If it is a conventional furnace and there's no, the liner is a big issue because with a newer furnace, they don't let off as much heat as the old ones, and so it's important that the exhaust gets out. So that's something you have to address with the HVAC contractor.
Liner, I should not have a liner, or I should have a liner?
You should have a liner. How old is the building that you live in?
Over 50.
Yeah, okay. So it should have a liner. Make sure that if they put one in years ago, 15 years ago, they probably did. Just ensure that that's there. As far as brands go, I mean, Carrier is a fine brand. Train is a fine brand. Lennox, Rheem, it really is all about the people that you get to install it. And so we have a couple of sponsors. You know, we've got the American Weathermakers is one, a very good company. And then a group of contractors called iwantsmart.com. They're kind of a collection of contractors throughout the Chicagoland area. And if you went to their website, you could type in your zip code and get a couple of prizes. She handed me the prize list. you could get a couple of estimates so that you make sure that you're spending money the right way.
Well, that's what my concern is, yes, because at my age, I'm an elderly person and I am a single.
Well, you
person.
Sound fantastic.
Well, thanks, Lou.
Whatever you're doing, Ann, you keep doing it. Do me a favor. Hang on a second, since you're probably getting a new thermos or new furnace anyway. We're going to send you out an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, allowing you to adjust the temperature of your home's air from your smartphone, brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60 Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. Hold on there, Ann, and we'll get your information. It's 7:22 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll be right back. 7:27 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number, the Mr. Fix-It Show here on WGN. Mary's in Mokena. Mary!
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, we have a problem. We're trying to fix up Mom's house. She passed away. And
sorry.
Thank you. She was in the house 70 years. The house is old. The paint in the basement is peeling off the wall. And there is, in one area, there's a bit of a white line, like about a couple feet up, but the basement is dry, so I don't know.
When you say the paint, is it painted onto the concrete wall or is it painted onto a dry wall?
No, concrete wall.
Okay.
And it's all peeling and chipping, and we want to get the house ready and make it look decent.
Presentable.
Yes, presentable. And what do you recommend for painting the walls?
There is a paint that you'll buy at the hardware store called Dry Lock. Okay. And it's from a company called UGL, and it is a moisture blocking paint. Even though you say the basement is dry, it really adheres quite well. Mm-hmm. And you're going to scrape away what you can. You know, but my concern is with an older home, there could be a little lead in that paint. So just perhaps wear a mask when you're scraping away, because you're going to create a little dust, and keep it well ventilated. You can still do this now because it's warm enough. And then just roll this and paint this UGL paint, right? You know, it's white. It comes white, but if you want to tint it, you can. But just to freshen it up a little bit, that'll be great. And the basement doesn't smell musty or anything like that?
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah.
So otherwise, that's fine. Well, great. That's one question. Yeah. The second one I forgot about.
Sure.
The house being that old, it has, I think their cold air returns there in the baseboard, like flat, built right into the wall, the wood at the bottom.
Correct,
of the wall.
Into the trim, the base trim.
Right. And it's an odd size. There's two of them that need to be replaced. They're like 31 by 7 or something like that.
Right.
And we can't find them anywhere.
There are several sites that sell these classic registers that you can probably find, or I think what you can probably find are ones that are bigger, right?
Yes, we did find
right.
One.
Right, and so what you may have to do is cut the trim and install that.
Oh.
In other words, just go a little bit bigger. And one of the things is that if you buy a tool called a multi-tool, and if you buy a tool called a multi-tool, it looks like a little duck bill on the face of it, and it has a blade on it. You can plunge cut, meaning that the base trim that you need to cut so you can fit this on, you don't have to take it off. You literally can go right at it and draw a pencil mark and cut that little piece off and fit the new piece right in perfectly so it'll look like it was always there. It's called a multi-tool, and you can find it at the hardware store. I appreciate the phone call. 7:31 in the morning. I was right. Mallory did hear the story. She's not happy. Time now for WGN Radio News. Do you ever say stuff, Veronica, that...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. This report of news...
Kids are like, Mom!
This report... My wife always says, why did you say that? Why do you have to say that? Like, I'm just being me.
When my daughter was learning to drive, I did a morning show. Oh, the poor kid.
She still doesn't talk to you.
No.
Your news is sponsored by TreeTime.com. Here's Veronica Carter.
Indiana Governor and Vice President-elect Mike Pence has another position now. He's leader of the incoming administration's transition team. He's replacing New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Pence and other leaders, including Christie, were picked yesterday. Other executive members include former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson. Police in Portland, Oregon have again moved on rowdy anti-Trump protesters, using tear gas and flashbang grenades to try to disperse the crowd after hundreds of people marched through the city. Officials say burning projectiles were thrown at police and vandalism and assault has taken place. Wildfires continue to burn across the drought-stricken South. Alabama's governor has announced a $5,000 reward for anyone who provides information leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever is responsible for setting fires. There have been more than 1,400 of them since October 1st. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Your home is one of your biggest investments, and at iwantsmart.com, they guarantee quality HVAC work every time. Their rebates could save you hundreds, so be smart this fall. Get the value you deserve from a trusted heating and cooling professional. Visit iwantsmart.com to get the hottest deals from the coolest HVAC contractors in the business. iwantsmart.com. Value, quality, and trust.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite.
In the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago, that's the next stop of the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate. Spend your afternoon with Bill and Wendy and Steve Bertrand this Friday, November 18th from noon to 3 at the Horse Thief Hollow at 104th and Western. Hey, you know, they don't ask us back anymore to do the morning anymore. Well, Bill and Wendy and Steve are going to be doing the Hometown Voices from from noon to 3. Remember how they asked us to come in, you and I?
Yeah.
What did you do?
What's up with that?
I don't know. Well, now that you can't speak. Anyway, they'll give you a chance to win tickets to shows at the Chicago Theater like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, and comedian Bill Regan. Oh, Max loves Bill Regan. Visit the events page at WGNRadio.com for details. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. Last night, Lindsay, was opening night. Our son Max is in a production at...
How did he do? The Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers at Notre Dame High School in Niles. The Jugglers. And it was really good.
That's awesome.
And, you know, it's the whole story of the Three Musketeers. It was funny. They did all this sword fighting. These kids... were terrific.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was just a really good production, and they have productions this weekend and next weekend. So if you're looking for some, if you have a child that is involved in theater and is in grade school, I think it's really good to take them to high school productions, because Notre Dame has, it's a terrific school. Max is really happy there, and Mallory's a senior at Ignatius. We love Ignatius. We love both these schools. They're different, and they're wonderful. Notre Dame has this tiny theater. I mean, it's small. It does have a raked seating, you know, so there's a... but the theater is small. They do... whomever did... I don't have the program in front of me, but did the whole set design. They do so much with the little space that they have, and they have this really... interesting way, creative way of changing the scenes by using little accoutrement to set the mood. Like now we're in a pub, or now we're in at a ballroom. And it was impressive. It was really good.
But Notre Dame is it's a
all
boy.
Boys. So but they have girls. In other words, the girls try out from different high schools that participate.
Got
so
it.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's full of wenches.
I just have one question.
That's what they're called.
Can you name the Three Musketeers? Do you know who they are?
Well, now I just saw the play.
Oh, well, still, could you still do it?
Yeah. Orthos. Porthos. What?
Athos. Porthos.
Athos, Porthos, and...
Bob.
I was going to say that, too.
No, well, D'Artagnan is really not... You know, he's not the musketeer until the end.
Who is Aramis?
Oh, yeah, right. Very good. Wait, yes. What are you? Did you just Google it? Or
no.
You knew it?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Because we had to read the book and the play when we were in high school.
Yeah. It's really good. The story's really good. You know, it's and the kid that plays the cardinal, you know, the evil cardinal. Remember that in the book?
No. I already wiped that part out.
The kid that plays the cardinal, he's evil. I mean, he's in the role. And, anyway, it's really a great production. The Jugglers is the name of the group. It's at Notre Dame High School in Niles. And I'm sure there's tickets available if you want to go. It's a small theater, but fun. And Max,
how long is it? I'm just thinking for my girls.
They would like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can duck out. There were some small kids there. I mean, there's an intermission. You know, it's swashbuckling. It's these kids. I mean, think about it. A bunch of boys that get to play with swords. That's a pretty good deal, right? And you get the boots, and the costumes are great. I mean, they really look like the Three Musketeers, the Four Musketeers or whatever. So they were all very good. Congratulations to them, and specifically, of course, to our son Max, who did a great job. 7:42 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is the phone number of the Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Gary in Addison. Gary, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm having trouble finding a plumber to come out and give me some estimates.
How come? Why aren't you so nice to the plumbers?
They won't call. They won't return calls. They
All
won't
right.
come out.
What do you need done?
A new bathroom sink, all the guts underneath the sink, a new faucet for the sink, a new toilet. And I think a new valve, and where the shower is, you know, the valve itself, where you turn hot and cold.
Jeez, if I'm a plumber, if I'm a plumber listening to you, Gary, all I'm seeing is dollar signs. All right, I have two sources for you. Ready?
Hold on.
All right.
Okay.
Permaseal, who offers full service plumbing services, okay, and the top to bottom. They can come out, give you an estimate. They can do all the work for you, you know, whether it's fixtures or water heaters or whatever, as well as basement waterproofing, but it doesn't sound like you need that. And then, the other one is, Plumbers 911. The number is 855-484-3911.
484-3911.
And that is Plumbers 911 is a it's an association of a bunch of plumbers in the Chicagoland area. So you can call them, and then they will give you names of people in your area to do that. But you're in Addison, you know, between both of those. What's nice, they'll call you back, and you'll be able to get estimates there. And you choose either one of those, you're going to be happy with the work. That's for sure.
Are they certified plumbers?
They're both PermaSeal uses licensed plumbers. Plumbers 911, they're not only licensed, but they're an association of all the union plumbing houses in the Chicagoland area. They both do residential and commercial work.
Great.
So you're getting legit people.
All right. Great. Thank you much.
You got it. Have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 7:45 in the morning. Don't go away. Time for our Noodle Lou 2. When was I on the Today Show? Last week?
Last week.
So here's what we do. When I do the stuff on NBC, I do two segments now. I do Ask Lou, which is similar to what we do here with you guys every Saturday, where you call in and you ask me and I help you. Or we do this thing that they call Lou's Life Changers, which is kind of an extension of Noodle Lou 2, right?
Yes.
And so Lindsay is very helpful. We take all these products. We send it all. She puts a whole list together for them, because you got to make it really visual and so that everybody can see, what about this product? What about this product? So we send a list. And, of course, we always think the list that we send is great. And the things that we think they're going to love, they don't. a lot of times, right?
Well, a lot of them aren't.
What was the one recently that we thought, oh, my gosh, I can't? The Lucy Light.
Well, they had already done that one. Somebody had already done that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But there was another one.
I thought the 80K, the Adirondack Fire Starter would be a shoe-in.
The Adirondack Fire Starter.
But it was a flame situation.
Right. So we can't do a flame in the studio. I get it. But it's a television show. It's called video. Anyway, so we put a whole thing together. And then every now and then, not often, but every now and then, the producers will come back and say, oh, and we'd really like you to look at this. Now, they don't say I have to do it. They just say, would you like to look at this? And so this product that we're going to feature, at first I was like, eh, take a listen.
This week's new Tulu 2 is the Wallabot DIY. Not the Walla Walla Bing Bang, but the Wallabot. Ever wonder what's inside your wall? Sure, who hasn't needed to find a stud at one point? Well, the Wallabot DIY takes the guesswork out of your DIY construction project and lets you find much, much more than just studs, including wires, pipes, plastic, rodents, and anything else that might get in the way of your latest efforts. This device magnetically connects to your Android smartphone, and only Android at the moment, and uses a Veyer imaging sensor to look through up to 4 inches of concrete or drywall, displaying a representation of what it sees on your device's display by way of an app. Yep, there's an app for that. Between various sensing modes and calibration, it can be adjusted to your needs, seeing pipes and wires and their orientation, or even movement such as rodents or other critters behind the wall. Yuck. The Wallabot gadget goes for about $200, and you can find more at wallabot.com. Check out Lou's Facebook page for a video and a picture of just what it is I'm talking about. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
You're funny. That song is an old song. And that just, when you did the Wallabot, that was in your head.
And now it's going to be in your head all day.
All day. I remember listening to that song when it first came out, which had to be in the 60s. This is a unique device. It needs to be calibrated. They currently, it's only for an Android phone. And the company sent me... They're like, oh, do you have an Android phone? I go, no, I have an iPhone. They sent a phone for me to try it out, which is crazy. It's about the size of a cell phone, a larger cell phone, smartphone. You plug it in. You calibrate the wall. If the calibration is right, it can sense termites in a wall. It could find a rodent in a wall.
That's interesting.
Right? I mean, it is like an X-ray.
So, like, my mom had a, we think that there was a.
Be careful if you want to tell the story. I already got in trouble telling the story. If you're going to say something about my mom's house had a rodent in the
well, room. It did, I think, because it, like, stunk. It was stinky in one of the guest rooms. Mm-hmm. Would this thing have been able to tell you where, it, like, if and where it was?
Right. So imagine, in particular for you, not today, but women who have an amazing sense of smell. Right? A lot of times a woman can walk in a room and go, oh my gosh, this smells, it's right over here. You know what I mean? It is amazing to me how a woman's sense of smell is so much better than a man's.
I really do have a good sniffer.
But I mean, I just think women in general. I mean, Mary Beth will say, I was cleaning up in the kitchen. It was we have a pull-out garbage can. And I'd pulled the you know, the drawer out where the recycling and the thing is. And I was doing something else. And I think I went into the dining room or something. She's like, what's that smell? And I go, what smell? And it was the fact that she was, like, at the other end of the room. I think she had dumped coffee grounds. You know, and that's a pretty good smell.
It's even more so when you're pregnant. Oh, my gosh. We're like wild animals.
Do you think she's pregnant?
Well,
that would be, wow. That would be something. I think I'm tired now. Imagine being 52 and having a newborn. Wow. Okay. What were we talking about?
The Walla Bing Bang.
So, you, with your sense of smell, when you're not sick, you can take it along a wall, calibrate it, and move slowly, and it looks through the wall. You can calibrate it to look through concrete.
So would it show like a bushy tail?
No, it would show an outline.
Okay.
It would show an outline. And when I demonstrated it on the Today Show, they had sent me a demo board, which was helpful for television. Essentially a little drywalled wall where they had piping set up and they drilled holes in the drywall so that you could visually see with a camera, well, there's the pipe. And then when I held it on the wall, all of a sudden you move down and bang, it shows you what's in the wall. So where this is useful for a DIY, you know, we get calls all the time. I'm thinking about moving this wall. I'm not sure if it's there. Ductwork, piping that's there. It doesn't give you a super, like, it's exactly right here, but it's within half of an inch, which, I mean, is pretty close if you were going to cut into the wall. We also featured another product called Seek Thermal, which, what?
Well, we were going to maybe do that as a new Tulu 2.
And that'll be an upcoming new Tulu 2 that we'll tell you all about. But this Wallabout item, $249, Lindsay, is that what it is?
No, my friend, it's $199.
Oh, yeah. Did it go down in price?
Well, it says it's on sale, but it's been on sale for a while.
All right, so $199. This is a very interesting item if you're a home inspector. I think that your clients would be super impressed if you walked in and you plugged this thing in. Again, the only downside is you currently need an Android phone, but it is it's a unique piece of technology that is just making life a lot simpler, which is amazing. We'll put the information up on our Facebook page. Like me on Facebook, Lou Manfredini at facebook.com. And we'll also put it up at WGNradio.com as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Love is a burning thing.
8:10 in the morning.
And it makes...
This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by the Lightkeeper Pro and by the Lindemann Chimney Company. 312-981-7200 is our phone number.
I fell into a ring of fire.
Coming up after the 8:30 news, we're going to talk to a group of Buffalo Grove high school students about their new de-skunking kit to clean up your pup if they've been sprayed. Oh, my gosh. Enzo the Wonder Dog needs that. He still smells a little bit. I don't know if he's... It's like a skunk party in my neighborhood. It's unbelievable. So we're going to talk to them. I'm excited to hear about their invention and how they came to put this all together and hopefully help them sell a few of these darn things as well. Let's talk to Marcy, who is in Hobart. Marcy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Lou, I love your show.
I love you, Marcy.
Listen, I know you talk about moisture in basements all the time, and I was having a small issue. I finally broke down and bought a dehumidifier.
Okay.
It's a 70-pint dehumidifier, and the operating manual says that I should let it run continuously for the first few days. So I did that, and it's like on day 10 now, and every day I've had to empty that bucket. It's full. So my question is that normal?
Well, sure. I mean, here's the thing. You have it in the basement. It's always going to grab moisture, but it should reduce after a while as it pulls more and more moisture out of there. Did you have a floor drain in the basement?
Yeah, but the basement is finished, so the drain is that part is actually covered with carpet.
That part is covered with carpet. The drain is covered with carpet?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you close up that drain?
Yes.
Okay, so you sealed it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, if there was a way to do something where you could put you can put a hose on that dehumidifier so it just drains itself, but that's not enough.
Oh, yeah. I can do that because there's a sump pump down there in the corner. So,
okay. So how about...
Yeah, I can attach a hose and run it to it. It just didn't seem, because it's so big, I thought a 70-pint dehumidifier was kind of big. It's for a large space, and... It just seemed like a lot of moisture, a lot of water to me that it was dumping.
It's so funny to me. It's always been funny to me that dehumidifiers are rated by the pints of water that it takes out. You know, I when you think about sort of our lives and how we think about anything, do you ever think about a pint? Never. Except when you're at an Irish pub. Right, Marcy?
Exactly.
Right. So the thing is that the whole idea, you know, essentially a dehumidifier is like an air conditioner. That's part of what it does is it takes that moisture out of the air, grabs that moisture as it goes across the coils and dumps it into that container. The other thing I'll tell you is dehumidifiers, though they're much more efficient than they were, they use a fair amount of energy. You know, it probably pulls about close to 1,000 watts when it's running, maybe a little bit under there. So it's almost similar to a refrigerator, which runs at about 700. I know that you can do timers. If you did a hose and dumped it into the drain, I think that you would find... Let me ask you this. When you go to empty it, because the reservoir fills up, is the dehumidifier off?
Yeah, it's got an automatic shutoff.
Right. So,
yeah,
so you're not getting the 24 hours that you want because it's filling up and shutting itself off. If you got a small section of garden hose or you have an old hose that you could connect to it, plug it in, let it run for 24 hours for a couple days. And then once you set that setting, do you have a moisture setting you can set, you know, like get me to 50% or 40%, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's got all that too.
Right.
I was going to ask, what should I set it at?
Well, for a basement, you know, it's the thing will run forever if you keep it at 40%. If you get it to 50% and it can get to that point, I think you're pretty good. As we get to winter now, things should start to dry out, and you'll see that it'll run less and less because there's less moisture in the air. So if you can get it to 50%, I think you'll be good to go. Appreciate the phone call, Marcy. This is Eddie in Chicago. Eddie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, I have a situation with my kitchen table and floor levelers. Well, I've been to your Ace, and all they have is like an inch and a quarter, but like inch and a quarter. Well, from my back door, because of deflection in the floor, I can't find longer than an inch and a quarter floor levelers. So what I was thinking was getting a longer bolt. And I was wondering if you had any idea how to pad that bolt and if that's a good idea.
Okay. So that I'm following you. In other words, you have... you have feet on your table that you can screw and unscrew to level the table.
That's correct.
And the stems of those feet are not long enough. You need more.
Correct, yes.
And the table that you have, are the legs adjustable? Is it a four-legged table, or is it a center with four legs going out? What? Tell me what the table looks like.
It's a center with four legs going out.
So it has a center stem, and then it kind of was like a T or a cross on the bottom.
It's a cross, yes.
All right. And are each one of those feet adjustable?
Well, yeah, it is, but there's because of the deflection in the floor, they're not long enough to level a table.
No, 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 that's what I mean. But in other words, every one of those legs has something you can screw up or down.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Okay. And you need more than an inch and a half.
Well, you know, you need like a quarter inch to get it threaded.
Got it. So, okay. How about this? Most of those stems, as far as I know, that's all you're going to get. Could you use, on the one leg where you need a little bit more, could you use a small furniture coaster?
Yeah, you know what? That's a pretty good idea.
Because you could buy a furniture coaster, and they come in different sizes, and they come in different finishes, so that you could get a clear one, which when you put that down on the floor, would actually, with a reflection, you probably wouldn't even know it's there, because it would the color of the floor would come through it. Put that adjustable foot on top of that, and adjust it accordingly, and then you should be able to get that table to go right, and then you don't have to worry about trying to find some longer stem, which I don't think you'll find at all. Eddie, I appreciate the phone call. It's 8:18 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGM. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. You
now
sound
back
terrific.
To your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGM. Get a trumpet stinker.
.22 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Brand new House Smarts coming up this weekend. We're talking about carpets and rugs and some history about traditional rugs. And there's a whole new system, a home automation system that I think you'll find very interesting. How to fix a broken light bulb with that's in a socket. It's one of our Fix-It in 15s. Yes, a potato is involved. There's a really cool segment on color and paint. And some cool tools to help you clean out that microwave oven. And what's funny is I just, you know, the way the HouseSmarts things work, I get to see the Lindsay and I, as well as the rest of the team, gets to see the episode. And then we make comments or when they're editing it, you know, like, hey, maybe we should do this, this, and that. When I shot an upcoming HouseSmarts that you're going to see probably in 2 weeks, 3 weeks or so, we shot it maybe 4 weeks ago, and I had a W, like a towel, with me because the Cubs had just won the NLCS, so they were going to the World Series. And we were getting done filming the episode, and I said, wait, just in case they win, let's do something about the Cubs winning the World Series. And so we taped it, and they won. Maybe that was like a mojo thing.
That was awesome.
Right? It's fun. So that's coming up. Not this Saturday and Sunday, but coming up probably in about 4 weeks. So what is cool is, think about it, I did it weeks, you know, a couple weeks before they were actually in the World Series games. And by the way, you know how you know when your company's super successful?
When
they do stories about the Christmas cups coming out at Starbucks. I have seen, you just went and got coffee.
I did.
And now they have the Christmas cups. All the news places do stories on, oh, the cups are here.
I know, but what happened to the green ones?
But whatever. Why is it that we...
They were just green like 3 weeks ago.
I understand, but my point is, Starbucks is so big that they send out a news release about that we have cups. And everybody talks about it. And I'm talking about it.
I do like the holiday cups.
It is a good-looking cup.
Wait, is it Christmas cups or holiday cups? Make up your minds.
Oh, yeah. Holiday. Right. We have to be politically correct.
Well, it's a reindeer.
Hey, yours is different than mine. Mine has, like,
I saw cake. One that looks like birch trees, which I really like. I love a good birch tree. 312-981-7200 is her phone number. Diane's in Tinley Park, Southside. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Lou. Question for you.
Yes,
we went
ma'am.
To Builder Supply Outlet on Thursday, ordered new quartz countertops.
Yes.
He asked if we could take the old ones off. We said yes. My husband came home, and they're not screwed on. We think they're glued on.
Correct.
So how do we get them off?
Oh, your old countertop.
Yes.
What is your old? I was going to say
Formica.
The new. Oh, no, that's. No, it's screwed.
No, he said it's not.
Was he drinking?
No. Right. He's gone under there with a flashlight where those corner pieces are. He says, I'm pretty sure it's glued on.
Really?
Yeah, we were going to call TriStar where we got them from, or, you know, like 20-some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, typically in your kitchen counters, there's
right.
those corner brackets that hold the box together, and a screw will go through that to pull it down.
Right. He's looked at all that, and he said, you know,
tell me about the countertop, the shape of the kitchen. Is it a U? Is it an L? What is it?
It is a U and then a great big center island that's angled.
Okay. And if he goes and grabs that island
mm-hmm.
and kind of jiggles and lifts up, it's solid as the day is long?
That one is not as much. It cantilevers over the island,
right.
actually, on
right.
one part.
Right.
But for the most part, even when he took the drawers out on that section, he said, I'm pretty sure it's glued on to the cabinet.
Yeah.
He
All right, well.
There might be a tool that can go under there and cut the glue, but
yes.
not sure.
Right. So here's the thing. My guess is there's at least a couple screws holding it down. But if in fact they did glue it,
okay.
which would be highly unlikely, I would take a stiff. Well, let's think about how we're going to do this. Okay. From under the cabinet, you're going to have your husband or you go to a hardware store and buy a tool called a Wonder Bar.
Okay.
Okay. It's a pry bar, but on the one end of the pry bar, it has a sort of a U, and it's like shaped like an L.
Okay.
And he or you or whomever can get underneath the cabinet on the inside of the box, right
okay.
up underneath the countertop.
Okay.
And it's not easy, but you're going to take a hammer and you're going to pound that in between the top
okay.
of the cabinet and the underside of the
I get it.
Okay. Here's what's going to happen. You will potentially let me think about this. So it's a U. So on the U, on one side of the U, can you see the other side of the counter? Is it like a bar that you can sit at?
You mean at the cantilevered one?
Or the U that you have in the kitchen, is it surrounded by walls?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
And it has that piece across the back, you know.
A splash.
Yes.
Okay, the other thing is, do you have tile above the splash?
Not now. We will after we get the
okay.
new countertop.
Okay. All right. So before we do any of that, chances are that splash is caulked to the wall.
Okay.
Have your husband cut the caulk first with a utility knife.
Okay.
Then use this Wonder Bar tool underneath there to pry it up and see.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you, Diane, there's a couple screws somewhere. My
okay.
guess is the screws are, when he's under the cabinet looking up, they're to the front where the drawers are.
I see that. It's that corner triangle.
Right,
piece.
Right.
Right. When we take the drawer out, we see that.
Right. And there's a screw that should go up there, and maybe it's so small that you can't see it, but there's got to be a screw because
okay.
the laminate tops, they're a little squirrely, meaning that when they make them, they don't lie completely flat, and
okay.
and you have to screw it down to hold it in place. So I would double check on all the screws. And then use this Wonder Bar to try and pry it up and enjoy your new quartz countertops, which those will be glued. We'll be right back. This is Ellie in Skokie. Ellie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I've got a lot of questions. Eventually, we're going to sell the house. Not while my husband is still here, because he'll stay here forever. He won't empty out the basement.
With Lou Manfredini.
But I'm planning ahead.
Wait, are you listening to what you just said?
On Chicago's very own.
Right. Okay. I mean, in the world.
720 WGN.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she loves me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money.
I've been on the radio here at WGN. We just talked about this, right? How long? 21 years. I don't think I've ever had this many people in the studio while I was doing the show, ever. I'm pretty sure the whole village of Buffalo Grove is in this studio. Welcome back, Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN, 8:41 in the morning. How did we find out about these people?
Actually, do you remember the... Oh, I can't remember the name of the company now.
Hold on.
Phoenix Brick. Yeah. Bill Broderick. We interviewed... Do you remember that? They stained the bricks.
Yeah.
To your different color. And he suggested... is he a friend of yours?
He is indeed. Mike?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it?
So that's the story.
He sent me an email.
We could come up with
a better story than that.
Okay. Well, your dog got skunked.
All right. So
you're looking for a solution.
Joining me right now. All right. Stop talking. Hi, everybody. All right. Joining me in the studio is say hi, everybody.
Hi.
All right. I got a bunch of people in here. This is cool. I love. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you kids something. Your future is in your hands. Being entrepreneurs and coming up with your own ideas, that's the way of the future. So I'm so happy to have you in here. Michael Schiestahl is in here. Michael, tell me about who you are and why you're here.
Well, good morning. I am my mom, myself, and I own
your
a company.
Mom?
She's at home.
Oh, what's your
She's
mom's
working.
Name?
Arlene. She's
Hi,
probably
Arlene.
Listening as we speak.
All right, we miss you, Arlene.
We own a company called Detail Kitchens. It's a kitchen design firm in Arlington Heights. Been there for 32 years. So that's our...
What's the phone number?
847-253-1015.
I mean, you can't come on this 50,000-watt blowtorch and not get a plug-in. Okay. So you own a kitchen design center.
We do.
And
we do.
How does that connect you with these girls, Buffalo Grove High
question.
School, and skunks?
So their teacher, Karen Roberts, who you'll talk to in a second.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
What do you teach?
I teach entrepreneurship, introduction to business, and personal finance.
I love that. In high school.
In high school.
I have so... Lindsay says in my ear, you have so many questions. Do we have to play all the commercials in this half hour? Because I have lots of questions. I love that Buffalo Grove High School has that class for these kids.
Yes. Across our district, District 214 allows us some great opportunities.
Look at you're all excited about District 214. That's hilarious. Okay, so keep going.
Anyways, Karen's brother and myself are good friends.
It's a lot of friendship going on.
A lot of friendship.
Brick staining, kitchens, entrepreneurship.
Well, I think the key in all business isn't it all the network, right? All
Absolutely.
Your network. And that's kind of how it all works. So quite frankly, I got tied in with Karen because of that. And this class, I think, has taught me more about business and entrepreneurship than the kids that we work with. And quite frankly, it is so much fun. Completely changed my life and the way that I look at the next generation coming up because they are amazing.
All right, so I have three young ladies here. Tell me your name, young lady.
Nicole Relias.
Shayna Resnikov.
Jackie Malloy.
And you girls, you young ladies are in this class.
Mm-hmm.
And how did this all come to be?
Well, actually, my dog got skunked. And
What's your dog's name?
Bella.
Bella. What kind of dog?
She's a golden doodle.
Oh, stinky.
Yeah, so she got skunked multiple times, and we actually didn't really know what to do, and we tried bathing her, which didn't work. And then we had a problem-solution chart in this class, and I put that
down.
In your
entrepreneur class.
Yeah, and I actually put that down, and then we just kind of ran with the idea.
So, Karen, you problem-solution thing, tell me what that's all about.
So basically, we follow the lean startup model, the running lean. So Mike Schiestahl actually comes in for about 7 days and does an ideation process. They create bug me lists, so things that bug them and create, you know, find problems.
Give me some examples.
One of the examples would be when you do your laundry and your string of your hoodie falls out.
Drives me crazy.
Well, I have a product
that bugs
for you
me
because. Hoodie Hoop was formed out of this class as well, and we can bring you a Hoodie Hoop.
Lindsay, we're changing America right here. Okay, Hoodie Loop. Okay, so that's a pro. So it's just like everyday stuff. I mean, this is the kind of stuff on teaching entrepreneur. When you look at stuff that all of a sudden you say, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, they're making $1 million. Why didn't I think of that? All right, so your dog got skunked.
Yep.
You gave it a bath. It didn't work. And tell me about these other ladies. So how did you get involved? Do you have a dog? Is it a stinky dog?
I used to have a dog.
Right. So now it's a dead dog? Sorry.
It's
today.
Was it recent? Was it recent?
No.
Okay.
But I was just kind of in the group with the other girls, and everyone else had a dog. So
right.
I just kind of ran with it.
Okay. And you, young lady, do you have a dog?
Yeah, I have a dog. I've had dogs all my life, and they've been skunked multiple times.
Right.
So I definitely knew what she was feeling.
All right, so that was the bug thing. That was the thing that's bugging me. I have a stinky dog, and these parents, and you're not a parent. You're like a sister or someone, just a friend?
My daughter.
Your daughter. All right, so you're a daughter. All right, but these dogs, and they come into the house, and now I really have a problem, right? Parents, my house smells like a skunk forever. Mm-hmm.
So now what?
Now what we have, where the dog always wins, skunk aid. How did we come up with this? Who's going to speak, ladies? I don't want to talk to these old people. I want to talk to the future.
So we kind of came up with Skunk Aid kind of based on the first aid kit. So in the kit, it includes our unique wet and dry solution that we tested in Mike's showroom.
That's great for customers, by the way. Yeah. Smelling like a skunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun. So we tested a lot of different solutions, and we kind of came up with an idea of that you need a dry solution as well as a wet solution, just to kind of get rid of the skunk smell and the oils that are left on the dog. And
but how did you learn all this? In other words, okay, so skunks have been around forever. I get phone calls all the time, you know, how do I get rid of these skunks? It's unbelievable. And how did you come up to find what the right mix of juju was going to be to make the dog smell good?
Well, we knew that there's that myth that tomato juice works, that mm-hmm. you use that to get rid of the smell. But
when you're 21, it's terrific in a Bloody Mary. I'm just saying.
But that doesn't work. It's just a myth. And we know that there's the homemade, like, hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, and Dawn dish soap. We knew that worked. So we kind of just researched different solutions that we found on the internet that would work. And so our main goal was to create something that was going to be safe. And so hydrogen peroxide can sometimes bleach the fur of a dog or be, like, harmful to the eyes.
Sure.
So we tried to look up different solutions that wouldn't include that. And we kind of found that baking soda is the main ingredient. So we kind of just tested different things with baking soda and other things we found on the internet that people said that worked, to try and create our own solution.
Karen, how long have you taught this class?
This is actually the second year of this class.
So you're watching these kids trying to figure this thing out. As a teacher, it's got to be awesome.
It is beyond awesome. It is probably, this is my 22nd year teaching. It is beyond the highlight of my career. I will have been fulfilled with this.
It's great. I mean, I'm looking at these three smart young ladies doing all this work, trying to figure it all. And how old are you, honey?
I'm 16.
I'm 18.
16.
Okay. This guy right here, combined, we're like twice as old as the three of you put together.
Absolutely.
Right, no offense.
No, none taken. It's true.
And what were you doing at 16? You were still playing with Batman dolls.
I would like to say I was actually learning to fly planes.
So, oh, okay. Yeah, right, right. Exactly. Whatever. Okay. Now, did you test this on what's Bella? Did you go, Bella, come here. Bella, go find a skunk.
No, that'd be kind of mean.
Right.
So we took...
You're not mean. You're nice. You look nice.
I try to be,
all right,
yeah.
Good.
So we took a fur sample, and actually you can buy, like, such thing as skunk oil.
Okay.
Like, they actually sell that. So
right.
You can put it on, and then we actually just kind of did, like, many sessions of, like, trial and error.
All right. So I have the newest and the latest and greatest kit in front of me, and it's a box, very high-quality box, by the way. Because this is the kind of thing that you're not going to... In other words, the whole idea is if you have a dog... You're going to buy this kit and keep it handy.
Right mm-hmm. on hand.
Like a first aid kit.
Yep.
And do we have the ability to okay, so wait. So I'm going to describe this. Remember, we're on the radio, not on TV.
Right.
I've got this box. Within this box, I have a comb. I have some rubber gloves and little pockets within the box holding everything. Little magic powder, right? Like pixie dust here. That has one says dry solution, and there's a picture of a skunk with the red circle with the line, like no, we don't like skunks, right? No skunks. Skunk haters, and the whole room right now is full of skunk haters.
Yes.
Right? So I have that, a bunch of pouches. Then I have a wet solution, same thing with the skunk with the picture. So in other words, this big kit, is this a two skunk kit?
It kind of depends on the size of your dog. Like, if you have a Chihuahua, you're probably only going to need to use one of the dry solutions.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a dog like Nicole's, like the Golden Doodle, it's a bigger dog.
Or Enzo. Enzo's a big dog.
Yeah. So, like, it has a lot of fur, kind of has a big build to it.
Then I have, like, a ketchup bottle. It's like a ketchup bottle, right? Right? Like, if you go, it's like a ketchup bottle.
It is.
Yeah,
right?
But it's clear. It's clear. So it doesn't look like a
ketchup. Well, if it was full of ketchup, it'd be red.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So then it would be a
ketchup bottle.
Okay. And inside there, there's more wet solution. So what do I do with the ketchup bottle?
So with the ketchup bottle, when you're done applying the dry solution, you're going to put the wet solution baggie in there, kind of dispose all of it.
With water?
Yeah, with room temperature water, and then you just shake it up, and then you just pour it on your dog where the skunk oil is.
And what's the microfiber towel for? The yellow microfiber towel. What's the color of Buffalo Grove High School? Is it yellow?
No, it's blue and orange.
Oh, that could have been a whole little tie-in.
Where were you like a month ago?
You got the entrepreneur teacher here who obviously is asleep at the wheel. I mean, why isn't this blue and what is it? What's the color?
Blue and orange. Blue
right.
And orange.
What's yellow? Isn't that like St. Vita or something like that? Isn't that? I don't know.
I have no clue.
Right? Yellow? Iowa? Right?
It's not good.
Right? Okay. How much is the kit?
It is currently $21.99.
And you ladies, are there other kids in the class or are these three of the geniuses that you brought? You just brought the smart kids.
They're actually in the second year, so they're independent studying just to continue on their business. They went through this process last school year.
Right.
So this year I have six new businesses.
So who's paying for all the stuff?
We are.
Wow. Just so we're clear, Lindsay, take a look at these three girls. We're all going to be working for them someday. So be very nice. I wish you weren't so sick because you could be a little nicer to them. So you're assembling this, putting it all together at the high school?
Well, actually, they take time outside of the high school. So days off of school, weekends, they are nonstop putting kits together.
And they do most of that at my shop. We do it in the we have a warehouse in the back.
You have them sanding kitchen cabinets too?
Absolutely.
Right? You got a spare time? Come over
here. Whatever you
can do. Right. This is awesome. Okay. So $21. It's an emergency kit for your. We should sell it at retail stores. Do you have any retail stores yet?
We're trying to get into them. Our goal is to get into them before I graduate high school.
When is that?
This year.
All right. Well, you're now going to be in two participating ACE stores because what you ladies don't know about me is that I happen to own with my wife two ACE stores, and so we're going to buy kits and we're going to have them at Edgebrook ACE and Villa Park ACE. So your graduation wish has just been fulfilled.
How cool is that?
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to need a special deal. I mean, we're going to have to talk about
the
pricing.
I don't think
I'm paying $21, but no, I'm kidding. This is awesome. So before they go to the retail stores, how do people buy the kits for their stinky dogs?
So you can go through our Facebook. You can just look up Skunk Aid, or we also have a website. The address is kind of long, so you can also Google Skunk Aid. And it directs you to our Etsy shop. We have a shop on Etsy, and you can order through PayPal, through your debit card, all through our Etsy, and then we ship it to you.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy for all of you. I'm really glad that we got this story to put together. You're going to put this up on our Facebook page, right? And we'll link to your Facebook page. We have lots of Facebook people that Facebook us. And you can follow us. You'll be like, you'll bring my age way down. All right, once again, your name is?
Nicole Relias.
Shana Resnikov.
Jackie Malloy.
Karen Roberts.
And Mike Schiestel.
And all these people behind, parents and daughters and sons that all came in. Congratulations, ladies. Plans to your 16, 18, you're applying to college?
Yep.
Where are you hoping to end up?
DePaul.
Nice. Very good. How about you?
No idea.
No idea. No. And you're just still working it all out. Well, you go to a fine school. You have a terrific teacher. This is a great program. Who's the principal over there at that high school?
Jeff Wardle.
Right. You need a raise.
Totally.
And you need to sell some more cabinets.
Absolutely.
What's the name of that cabinet?
Detail Kitchens. Arlington Heights, Illinois.
How about a nice round of applause for the ladies? Woo. Nice job. Congratulations, girls. I'll have you talk to my business. My people will talk to your people, and we'll get the Skunk Aid in the stores, okay?
Thank you.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show, 8:55 in the morning. We are so behind, Lindsay, and it's only my fault. We'll be back right after these.
Everybody get up.
Wake up. Time to tune in to that lovable Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:10 in the morning.
This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. How great were those kids?
So cool.
Right? Wow. That teacher that put that whole thing together is... The whole entrepreneur thing is you want to figure stuff out on your own. You find out what the need is and create it. And they're doing it at 16, 17, and 18 years old. That's awesome. And Mike, who she saw, who helped put it all together. And it's all because we interviewed somebody that stains brick. I love how the world is all connected. What was the name of the brick company?
Phoenix Brick.
Phoenix Brick. That's awesome. Congratulations to them. Soon to be available at Edgeburg Ace Hardware and Villa Park Ace. No skunk for you. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's also our text line, by the way. We'll do our Just Text Me segment coming up after 9:30 this morning. But right now, we'll go back to the phone lines and talk to Stephen Wheeling. Hi, Steve. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Love your show.
Love you, Steve. Like a brother.
I've got a home down in Indiana, summer home. It's got a lean-to on the back.
Okay.
And it's a metal roof, and I'm enclosing this, basically making it into a four-season room. I eventually plan on heating it. It's got 2x6 rafters in it, and it's right now I've got it enclosed, and it's sweating something terrible. The roof is. And it's the point where it's dripping down.
Okay,
wait. I have not insulated it yet, but I plan on it.
Wait. So it's a lean-to, and it is three-sided?
Yes, three-sided. One side's the house, of course.
Four-sided, but three exterior walls.
Yeah, correct.
And you have it enclosed now?
I do. I've put windows in it and a sliding door.
And it's got an overhang
with a soffit.
And when I'm inside the room and I'm looking up, I'm looking at the rafters and I'm looking at the backside of the steel.
Correct.
Okay. And it's
I'm getting rained on.
Okay. And you're on a slab.
Correct. A concrete slab.
Okay. Well, I mean, so what's going on here is you're probably getting excessive moisture coming out of that slab. It's hitting the back of the steel. When it's only going to get worse, well, I shouldn't say that. If you didn't insulate it at all, eventually the temperature inside there will match the outside temperature and the moisture shouldn't be an issue. But have you just recently enclosed it?
Yes.
All right.
Just recently enclosed it. And I also recently a portion of it's got new concrete, so there's extra moisture from that.
Correct.
And I use womanized wood. So I've got the moisture from that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So a couple things that I want you to do. So right now that concrete is bare, right?
Correct.
All right. I want you to buy a gallon of Bone Dry, which is the concrete sealer that's going to cost you $70 for a gallon. But it's going to help to control the moisture coming out of that concrete. And the way you use this product is, where do you live? You're in Wheeling. Okay. You can go to the website bonedryproducts.com and you can find a retailer or you can order it online, but they're going to ship it, but they're going to be shipping you a gallon, so it's going to cost you a fortune to ship it. So you can find retailers around you. They're not that many, but there are some in the area that sell it.
Okay.
You dampen the concrete first and then you put it in a pump sprayer and you spray it. It's a silicate-based sealer that will go. It'll actually get absorbed about an inch into the concrete, and it'll turn that porous surface into a solid surface so moisture can't come up from it. So that's A number one. So then when you decide to do any kind of flooring over the top, then you'll do that. You need to condition that space and insulate it in order for this rain to stop. Now, what's your plan with the ceiling? Are you going to keep it exposed?
No, I plan on putting drywall.
Okay.
On
an angle, or you're going to make a flat ceiling?
Yeah. No, on an angle.
Okay.
I'm going to nail right to the roof rafters.
Okay. Now, if you're going to do that, you have two choices with the insulation. You can either, a 2x6 doesn't give you a lot of room for insulation, and quite frankly, how long is that roof? What's the run of the
feet.
I'm sorry?
15 feet.
And these rafters are 16 on center?
They were 32, and I added extra ones. when it wasn't enclosed, that they, you know, but when I put them on 16 so I could put insulation between them.
Okay. Here's the thing that concerns me. 2x6 is too small of a run. Is it too small of a rafter for that? When you insulate that ceiling, that roof will hold snow. I'm worried a little bit about the snow load. Okay. It's a lean-to. It's coming down. I just worry about when you're doing all this from a load perspective. I mean, on a 15-foot run, those at minimum should be 2x8s. If it were me, they'd be 2x10s. That's not saying. Go ahead.
It's been there for 4 years with snow load.
Well, but how much snow? See, the point is, when you insulate it and you heat it, what's going to happen is, no matter, because you can't put a ton of insulation in 2x6, you're going to lose heat, which means more snow will stick, and the snow load will be more.
Okay.
I just want you to be mindful of that, in the sense that with a 2x6, if you're going to insulate it, the best way to do that in that respect would be to fill the void with insulation. Don't have an air gap. You have two choices when you do insulation like that. You can either create an air gap, which will leave you really no insulation, or you could spray foam it, or you could put the drywall, as you're mentioning, all the way up, and then fill it with loose fill insulation all the way up with a hose. But you want to take the air gap away. You follow me?
Yeah.
Then finish it off, put that sealer on there, use a humidistat to make sure you get rid of that moisture. But once you start to condition that space, that moisture issue should go away.
Now, should I think about some sort of vapor barrier between the insulation and the drywall?
Yes, but if you, because if you fill it, so if you're going to fill that void, what I would do is I'd put plastic first, fill it with insulation, then put the drywall. Or if you go with a foam, you know, you could either use a closed cell or a open cell. You'd probably go with a closed. If I were doing this and I was going to go with the existing rafters, I would put plastic, I'd drywall up, you know, and leave about a foot away. I'd fill that whole void with spray foam with loose fill insulation, so that entire cavity is filled with insulation. And then seal it. Insulate the walls. That's going to help condition the space. You should be able to solve the moisture issue altogether once you start to heat that space. If all of a sudden you still get excessive moisture, then you may have to consider doing some type of exhaust fan with a humidistat to pull the moisture out, you know, at certain times of the year. Once winter comes, you won't have that issue. But, you know, sounds like a good project. Just be mindful of the snow load, because those rafters are a little small. 9:18 in the morning, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini.
You're no Orion Samuelson.
Very own 720 WGN. I love this show.
Do you remember my brother called it? When Orion talks, he sounds like rich mahogany.
He does. By the way, speaking of rich mahogany, Max Armstrong, I believe, has been elected the president of the Farm Broadcasters Association. Congratulations to Max Armstrong. Well-deserved, I'm sure. He's terrific and has been the part of the voice of agriculture in the Midwest and across the country for many, many years. So a big thanks for all he has done for the farmers in this country, and congratulations to the new appointment. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Oh, by the way, tonight is the Misericordia Heart of Mercy Ball. I have the honor of taking my beautiful wife. I'm going to be the auctioneer and the MC. 800 people are coming, and it should be a fun event. It's at the Hilton. If you'd like to donate to the cause, you can go to misericordia.com. And don't forget, if you're thinking about holiday gifts, if you're a business and you like to send things out to businesses as a thank you around the holidays, we have for years utilized the bakery that they have, which is phenomenal. And you can send out these great little holiday gifts from the Misericordia Bakery. So you're not only saying thank you to the clients or friends or family, but you're helping out a great organization. And oh, by the way, the stuff's delicious. You can go to misericordia.com to find more information out. Let's go to the phones now and talk to Michelle in Bartlett. Hi, Michelle. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hoping you can help me with a problem. We've been trying to ignore the situation for a number of years, but unfortunately with water damage, it doesn't go away. It just gets worse.
Isn't that funny how you have this problem and you think that if you just don't do anything about it, it's just going to get better?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't look at it, you don't see it, and you're like, oh, no, I don't have a problem.
I had this long conversation. You hear us talking a lot about our engineer extraordinaire, Bob Ferguson, who I have my little morning chat with when I come in this morning. He's had a handle on his toilet that he's been needing to replace for months now. He has the handle. It's right there, but he just doesn't want to replace it because it might take all of 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What is your problem that you don't want to address, Michelle?
Well, we have a two-story track home, and we have a problem with the master bath exhaust fan. So we finally decided to tackle the problem. We went up into the attic, and basically we found out that when it was installed, it was not vented properly.
The exhaust fan?
The exhaust fan, correct. It is not an insulated exhaust tube, I guess.
Okay.
It's just laying there.
Okay, and not venting outside.
Correct. Okay. Correct. So, and that has caused the water damage on our ceiling. I mean, you can actually see the drips coming out of the fan.
Okay.
You know, so we finally tackled the problem. We went up, we took it out, we installed a new fan, everything's great. But then when we went to actually, and it has a insulated vent as well, but when we went to vent it to the outside, we don't have that, there's no place we can vent it to. So my husband would like to vent it out through the roof, but that would require cutting a hole in the roof to do so.
Right.
So in the meantime, right now, it's just kind of hanging over one of the rafters. And my ultimate question is my husband is afraid to get up onto the roof to cut the hole, and trying to get somebody to come out for such a small job. How do I do that? How do I go about finding someone?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's such a problem that, you know, I don't want some guy coming out who's just going to cut a hole and leave. I mean, I definitely obviously want to make sure it's done correctly.
Well, I would get a roofer. This is something I would hire a roofing contractor to do, and I'll answer this kind of in a lot of different terms for everybody, because this is an important issue. If you have an exhaust fan in any kind of bathroom, it has to be vented directly outside of your home. It cannot be just a pipe laying up there to, oh, we're going to pump it into the attic. Or we're going to hold it next to the roof vent just to blow to come out of there, because it will not go out there because of something called barometric pressure. And it can cause a mold and mildew issue there. Now, these roof vents can be installed by a roofing contractor. Now, you're right. It's going to be hard to get somebody out there. But if your husband is comfortable with getting up on the roof or getting up in the attic?
Yeah, you can access the attic pretty easily.
Okay. So if you can somehow mark the spot where you want the roofer to put this vent, okay, mm-hmm. Even if it's the type of thing where he took is it a two-story house? Is this the second story where we're doing this?
Yeah, it's a two-story house, yeah.
Okay. Well, if we can kind of locate where the bathroom is and you say to the roofing contractor, or you call some roofing contractors, say, this is what I need. I need an exhaust fan put in. It's all done from the outside. They'll come. They'll cut the hole. They'll flash it. They'll put it all together. Done. Now your husband can get up in the attic and connect the pipe the right way. Couple places you can contact. You can go Rogers Roofing, which is a sponsor here. Lindholm Roofing is another one that you could contact. Again, you may have to wait, but it's a type of thing that if you get on their list, and with your location, you're in Bartlett. So let's say they're down the street doing a roof, and they say to you, well, you know what, Michelle, We're doing a roof three blocks from you, and I'll have the guys, while they're there, go put this vent in, and you just tell them to put it in, and they show up and put the thing in for you. Then you can make that connection and make sure that you're not causing a bigger problem in that attic space. Any exhaust fan has to be vented outside. Thanks for the phone call.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone,
Thank
do
you,
we?
Veronica.
No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Time for Just Text Me, sponsored by IWantSmart.com. By the way, you know that Joe Madden Jeep, now that he has won the World Series and he's, like, awesome? The tickets are still available. We're trying to raise as much money as we can for Cubs charities, for Respect 90, and for Misericordia. They will be sold until the 19th of November, and then the drawing will take place then. I happen to see a picture now that I guess Joe's turned the Jeep in. You know, he's probably going to Florida. He signed it inside on the dashboard just above the, right in the center on a Jeep Wrangler. There's a navigation system. And, your friend Michelle has a Jeep, right? She's got the nav. You know how the nav's in the center?
Yes.
And then there's like a little thing. There's like a pouch, a pocket on the top where you can put stuff. He signed it. It said Joe Madden Champs 2016.
I feel like you need security to drive that.
Oh, my gosh.
Car around here.
It's so cool. So anyway, you can buy tickets at Misericordia, Chicagoland Binney's Beverage Depots, where we're going to do our whole video series of Let Me Fix You a Drink. We could do 52 of them. The drink of the week.
In.
The drink of the week.
We go to
Binney's location, and we set up a little bar. Hey, it's Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix It. I'm going to fix you a drink. Today, we're going to talk about the Manhattan. And then the recipes are at participating Binnie's.
So good.
Is this thing on? Who's listening? Anybody listening? Do you have some texts?
I do.
Can get tickets at the participating Binnie's in Chicago, Edgebrook Ace Hardware, and at Misericordia on Ridge Avenue until the 19th. Tickets are $100. You can't win if you don't play.
Only 3,000 sold.
Only 3,000 total tickets will be sold.
That's right. Okay, let's see some texts. First of
Can
all,
I read the text?
Everybody is so nice texting and feel better, Lindsay.
Isn't that nice?
So nice.
Yeah. You sound awful.
Thank you.
You don't look awful, but you sound awful.
No. I look pretty awful, too. You know that commercial where, like, the guy's walking around? It's for, like, cold medicine, and he's, like, 10 times bigger than everybody else.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I feel like.
You kind of look like that.
Thank
but
you.
I didn't want to say that.
Thank you. 847. Lou, the main water shutoff in my home is a faucet type, not a lever. The valve is very difficult to turn. Is there anything I can do to loosen it?
Underneath the stem of the faucet, where you have the handle, there's the stem, and then there's a packing nut. There's a nut. If you take a wrench on that nut and just loosen it a crack, that will help alleviate some of the pressure, but it also could create a little leak. So, in other words, if you just need to do this so you can turn it on and off, kind of loosen that, turn it on or off, and then tighten the nut again. If it's an older home, once you start messing with that, you may have to replace some of the O-rings that hold it all in place to keep it from leaking. But that's what it is, the packing nut underneath the stem of the valve.
Okay, 847, I've cleaned my gutters 4 times this fall. I'm tired. Do those brushes that you place inside the gutter really work?
Yeah, so that particular brand is called Gutter Brush, and it's like a giant pipe cleaner. Comes in, I believe, 3-foot sections, and you put them underneath the gutter ties once you clean them. And, you know, the tines stick up and leaves don't stick. There's a bunch of different do-it-yourself ones, but that particular one is one of the easiest ones I've found.
Okay, 312, recently moved into a place with hardwood floors. They look good, but they could look better. What is your good floor cleaning product? That could give it an extra oomph.
So cleaning, you want to use the Bonacami hardwood floor cleaner and their microfiber pad. For getting that finish to look new again, it's the Rejuvenate floor finish, which is a polyurethane product that you, once you clean the floor, you use, they have a synthetic mop head not even a mop head. It's almost like a sock that you put over a mop and you squirt it onto the floor and then you gently go back and forth. It takes about an hour for this to cure that you could walk on it with socks. You want to probably wait half a day, if not more, before you put furniture back on it. But it is amazing the shine that it brings back and the small little scratches that make the floor look bad. It's not going to do anything for the stain if the stain is worn off, but it will bring that shine back and give it a little, to your text, oomph, to make the floor look better.
Oomph. And lastly, we are replacing our tub. Is it best to replace it with an acrylic tub or a steel coated?
If I was choosing, it would be cast iron. While it's a little bit more work to get it in place, it's a more solid foundation if you're in particular using it as a shower. A guy my size, if I go in a steel tub, I can feel the tub. Even if when you set a tub, you need to set it in something called Structolite, which is almost like a mortar base to give it support. But you'll feel that give a little bit in a steel tub. You'll definitely feel it in an all acrylic tub. American Standard makes a product called Americast, which is a synthetic plastic. It's kind of a fibrous synthetic material that then they put porcelain over top. That's a very solid tub and not as heavy as cast iron. But if you're going for a standard 5-foot tub, the kind of the workhorse in that is the Kohler Villager tub. White, sturdy, you know, meat and potatoes tub that two people can carry, but I mean with a good breakfast, and set it in place, tile it, make it look great, and you should have zero problems with it. That's all we have for Just Text Me, sponsored by iwantsmart.com. It's 9:46 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Ryan in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes, sir.
Is it beautiful up there today?
It is awesome. I'm sorry the Badgers are going to beat the Illini, but
yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody knows that. But thank you. I'm pretty sure no one's betting against Wisconsin at all.
Well, let's hope they don't mess it up.
Yeah, well, I guess on any given day, anybody can win, right? Does Wisconsin have one loss?
Two right now, to Ohio State and Michigan.
And Michigan, right. They, and those were pretty close games, right?
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
So here's
does Wisconsin wait? Does Wisconsin still have Sam's listening? Do they still have a chance to get into the Big Ten championship?
They're probably going to go. Oh yeah, they're the favorite to go on their side in their division in the West.
Really?
Yeah. You've got Nebraska, Minnesota, and Wisconsin are all 4-2
in the West.
In the West, yes.
And it looks like it's either going to be Ohio State or Michigan in the East.
Whoever wins that game on the
whoever
last
wins that game
day.
It's the last game, right?
Yeah,
that'll be a good game. You got sports talk here, Ryan, on the Mr. Fix-It Show. How can I help you?
So I'm interested in a composite deck. I have an old composite deck right now that had some other work done in the house, and so the deck is off. So now's my chance to buy a new one. And I've done a little bit of research, and there seem to be so many options, and I wondered if you had a recommendation.
Oh, boy. You have a lot of options, Ryan. And your old composite deck that you have is not like anything that's out there now as far as the quality and the, you know, the engineering has gotten a lot better with these composite decks. One manufacturer in particular, Trex, you know, now almost exclusively their product is their Transcends line, which is a synthetic, but then they actually have this coating that is essentially infused onto the composite. It's all composite, but this coating does a better job of resisting stains and moisture and makes it, you know, a very low maintenance product. Beautiful, a lot of different colors, which is really nice. You can do hidden fasteners so you don't see anything like that. Then you've got AZEK, which is a PVC product, which is different makeup of material, also non-porous, also very low maintenance. Maintenance basically meaning you have to you got to keep it clean, right? TimberTech, their product has evolved as well. They still make their product is a little bit different, where it's an engineered product that actually is not a solid material. It's more of a engineered material with hollow portions of it. So it's a little bit more lightweight on the install, but still very durable. You can't go wrong with either one of those. And you know, within the three manufacturers I just mentioned, there's another half a dozen that you could certainly consider. If you made me suggest three, that would be the way to go. Are you going to build an entire new substructure as well?
No, I'm hoping to use the substructure I have.
Okay.
To save some cost.
All right. So you already it's already at 16 on center, right? All that good stuff.
Yeah, well, I measured in some of the joists are 12 inches on center.
Okay, well, even better. I mean, that a lot of, for the composite, especially if it was an older composite, as you mentioned, they wanted more of a tighter spacing on the joist. So that's not a problem. You know, I think that the three I just told you, the ones that I would consider would be the Trex product and the AZEK product, and then you decide from those two how you want to do it. And then, you know, the railing system that goes with that, so that it all kind of looks like one thing. Or you can go with a complete alternative to the railing system and do something completely different that accents the deck that you're going to install. If you were down in this area, I would tell you, like, Fox Home Center, one of our sponsors, is a big supplier of these products, but you're way up in Madison. I think the delivery charge would kill you. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:50 in the morning. We'll be right back.
I like the Mega.
No, I don't want the Mega. I want that. No, let's do the Mega.
I like the Mega.
Sure. 9:54 in the morning. Thank you so much for listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show. Thanks, Veronica, for doing the news, and Sam for the sports, and Ferguson for pushing the buttons, and Lindsay for producing with her sexy phlegm voice. Get some rest, please. Our last call is sponsored by Townstone Financial, and Sam in Shanahan is on. Sam, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
Caller. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you very much.
I have a problem with a sump pump in my home. When the home was designed, the sump pump was unfortunately put right below I'll call it my third bedroom.
Okay.
I have a 10-foot ceiling in the basement, and the sump pump comes straight up out of the sump hole, mm-hmm. goes up through the joists, and then takes a 90 and goes straight outside and, you know, drains outside, which is all no problem. The problem I have is every time the sump pump runs, and then when it shuts off, there's like a water hammer.
Right.
And it makes a loud bang in the house. Now, I put the flapper in there. I moved it up high, down low. I put the air gap in, you know, where you put a 90 and put another pipe up,
mm-hmm.
to try to give it some air relief or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing seems to work. I get this loud banging sound, and, it, you know, it's right above my daughter's room there, or below my daughter's room. So you got any ideas of how to get rid of that?
Yes. How old is that pump?
Actually, the pump is fairly new. I replace it every 5 years,
okay.
And I just replaced it within the last year.
Okay, and so the big issue is that you're lifting so much water up that that hammering sound is when that water shuts off, you're getting that backflow coming
right.
down.
Right.
On the pump where it's screwed into the, where the pipe is screwed into the pump itself, did you happen to drill a relief hole?
No, I did not.
Okay. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to take a quarter-inch drill bit. I want you to pull the pump, and I want you to lift it out of the pit. And mm-hmm. just above, you know, you've got the fitting that screws into the pump, and then
right.
you've got the, I'm assuming it's an inch and a half sump pump.
Correct. It's an inch and a half PVC running up.
So yep. you're gonna measure up from that fitting that's screwed into the pump, say, 4 inches.
Okay.
And I want you to drill a quarter-inch hole.
Okay.
All right. Then, yeah. while you got the pump out, and you're going to bring a piece of a coupling and a PVC pipe, I want you to take that flapper, the check valve, rather. Buy a new one. They sell quiet ones, right?
Yeah.
And put that about a foot below the 90.
A foot below the 90 where it goes out the joist. You want it just a foot below that.
Correct.
Okay.
So now, when I shut that bad boy off, I only got a little bit of water that's coming back. You can make it 2 feet if you want. It doesn't have to be a foot because you're pretty high up with a 10-foot ceiling. Then, with that hole there, I should relieve some of that pressure, and it'll drain out back into the pump. Now, some of that water may drain a little bit. Does this pump run all the time?
No, it runs pretty regular, you know, obviously when it rains, but then...
But when it's dry like today, is it running? Is it running now?
Maybe once every hour and a half, 2 hours, it'll kick on or something like that.
The other thing, when you're having this all out, why don't you raise that pump up a little bit?
Okay.
So it holds a little more water and runs less often. As long as when you unplug that pump or that switch, you know, and the water fills up, if it seeks its own level and it's at least a foot 16 inches below the lid, I don't care if it holds that water. It's fine. It'll run less often so that, you know, that middle of the night when your daughter's in the she doesn't have to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll help as well. Hey, do me a favor. You're down on the south side there. We're going to send you a certificate for a desktop themed artificial Christmas tree, your choice, with micro lights, Treetime Christmas Creations. They're on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington, or you can go to treetime.com. It's 9:59 in the morning. We'll be right back.